But what does the future hold for queer Copenhagen? And if we look beyond the borders of Copenhagen and Denmark, what does the world look like?
Looking at the conditions LGBTQ plus people in Copenhagen are living under today, you could say that things have found a level where you can exist as the person you are. But if you cast your glance into the rest of the world and even within Europe, you'll find an organized movement aimed at exposing LGBTQ plus people as undesirable. And if you go to Africa and many other places around the world, the situation is even worse. There are still countries where homosexuality is punishable by death. So the situation has improved massively in Denmark and most countries in Europe. And we now have a Copenhagen Pride that includes anyone and everyone. It is visited by many people from all over the world, many of whom live a vastly different reality to the one that exists in this country, and in Copenhagen especially.
Copenhagen 2021 will welcome people from all over the world. And as different as people are, just as great a difference exists in the rights and conditions different people enjoy. The history of life as a queer person in Copenhagen over the last 1,000 years has offered both joy, sorrow, progress and setbacks, and it serves as a reminder that around the world there are still plenty of people who suffer under discrimination and every day have to fight for their rights, but that change is possible. The world in 2021 counts people who must live hidden, in fear of prison sentences and persecution, but also people who unite in the belief in a society that includes and respects diversity and equal rights for all, regardless of who they are.